A new report by the Department of Defense outlines how climate change is already threatening military installations around the country. And that includes some large facilities in Alaska. As Alaska Public Media's Zachariah Hughes reports, the Pentagon expects the problems to get worse in the decades ahead.
The document, released this January, is titled Report on the Effects of a Changing Climate to the Department of Defense. Pretty straightforward. As of 2016, the Pentagon is required to incorporate climate considerations in its planning for operations and infrastructure, and that is getting trickier, with increasingly variable weather across the globe. The report looks at 79 major military installations around the country, assessing both the current and future risks of flooding, drought, wildfires, desertification, and thawing permafrost. The findings don't paint an optimistic picture. Two-thirds of the facilities will face flooding in the years ahead. More than half will likely face drought. Not only are the changes a liability for existing infrastructure, but environmental changes affect the military's overall readiness. It's harder to stage outdoor training missions with live ammunition, for example, if dry conditions increase the risk of starting a wildfire. That's what happened near Fort Wainwright in 2013, when live ordnance kicked off the Stewart Creek II fire, burning 87,000 acres not far from the community of Two Rivers. The report mentions three Alaska installations. Fort Greeley is dealing with melting permafrost, and Clear Air Force Station, also in the interior, is facing more threats of wildfire. And Joint Base Elmendorf-Richardson in Anchorage is at risk for worsening floods and wildfires. The document makes frequent mention of changing sea ice conditions in the Arctic that the Pentagon anticipates will lead to more vessel traffic, and with it, the need for better infrastructure, supply chains, and search and rescue capabilities. The report is intentionally high level and focused only on major installations. It leaves out smaller facilities like 15 long-range radar sites scattered in remote areas of the state or dozens of semi-abandoned National Guard armories in bush communities. In Anchorage, I'm Zachariah Hughes.